Thank you, Chairman. It seems that in this room, we quite frequently spend a lot of time going round in circles in discussions that don't really take us anywhere and don't help us to promote and protect human rights. I'm not sure I remember correctly, but if I do, we had the same position taken by the same countries in the negotiations that we had a couple of months ago in the Intergovernmental Working Group on Transnational Corporations. Exactly the same position. It seems pretty clear that there's a group of countries here that does not recognize or acknowledge collective rights, and there's another group, much bigger, the majority group, that does. It doesn't matter how much we keep saying so, though. It doesn't look as if we're going to change the position of the other group. That being the case, I see no point in discussing this matter on whether collective rights exist or not. Because goodness knows there are sufficient resolutions that have been adopted by the Human Rights Council recognizing collective rights. I really don't think there's any need for us to engage in philosophical hoo-haing here as to whether they exist or not. As I said, I remember the other working group that I mentioned just a few moments ago. Exactly the same thing happened, and I get the impression that this group just comes along to these meetings to say, we're against the work of the working group, full stop. They say that they respect the rights of peasants, and then they come and make this statement. If you oppose something, then at least discuss the matter. Don't come for the negotiations and then just sit and say they don't agree, they don't agree, they don't agree. There are other people who don't agree but who've come to the room, made proposals, counter-proposals, discussed, whatever it is. Either way, I don't see the point in continuing to have a discussion on this issue. The only thing that there seems any point in doing to me is expressing our position, which is clearly defined and which I think is the position held by the majority of the member states of the United Nations and the majority of the people in this room, especially the representatives of civil society. Most of us support collective rights, and particularly the collective rights which need to be reflected in this declaration, those which peasants hold. Thank you.